every day, usually more than one time a day.
Wyandotte County Sheriff Don Ash says that local police are inundated with calls to handle mental illness emergencies.
Calls could come in from a family member. Calls could come in from the general public. Calls could come in from a business owner.
It might be someone with severe depression or who has schizophrenia or bipolar disorder.
People get off their medications. They get to feeling better, don't think they need to take them. And then after a period of time, they sort of relapse or they slip back.
Someone might be picked up for something as simple as loitering or trespassing. Even though it's clearly a mental health emergency, police typically have little choice but to take them to jail or possibly an emergency room. A Department of Justice report shows that nearly two-thirds of jail inmates have some kind of mental health problem. Some have committed real crimes, but many haven't. Ash believes taking these people to jail is not a great way to deal with a crisis, and it taps police resources.
They're not available to be doing what the public truly expects them to be doing, and that is really dealing with suppressing crime or investigating crime.
We have a problem. We've got a lot of needs in the mental health space.
A few weeks ago, Governor Sam Brownback came to Kansas City, Kansas, to announce a plan he hopes will change the script. A former state psychiatric hospital in KCK, which has been mostly mothballed during the past few years, will be converted into a crisis stabilization facility, a place for police to take people in a mental health crisis.
It is our hope that this is going to be one of the most helpful and significant changes in mental health system and its delivery in this state over the past, even possibly a couple of decades.
Many involved in mental health agree that the new facility could make a big difference. It will be the first of this kind of center in the metro area. But advocates see it as just one step forward after years of falling behind on mental illness. Susan Crane Lewis is president and CEO of Mental Health America of the Heartland. She's also co-chair of the Metropolitan Mental Health Stakeholders.
They have been a steady erosion over the past 7-8 years on both sides of the state line. It's not been a question of let's get something more. It's like, how can we hold on to the bare minimum?
The state grants created to fund community health centers in Kansas in the early 90s have been cut by about $16 million, or 50%, in the past 6 years. Missouri has also seen significant cuts for safety net services, about $17 million since 2010. Lewis says those cuts have meant the uninsured and underinsured can't get the help they need.
The minute you can't go to your doctor for any amount of time, you get sicker.
What caused the new focus on funding mental illness treatment? Many trace it to the December 2012 shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut, when a 20-year-old man who may have had a mental illness killed 26 people.
You always hate that it takes something like that for us to start paying attention to things that we know we need to be doing, but it did, I think, kind of change the concentration on these issues.
Brent McGinty is president and CEO of the Missouri Coalition of Community Mental Health Centers. He says that in the last year, the Missouri governor and legislature have done a lot more for mental health with programs like the Strengthening Mental Health Initiative. And about a month after Sandy Hook, Kansas Governor Brownback announced plans for a new Kansas mental health strategy. He said he would channel $10 million into a regional mental health hub system. The Rainbow Mental Health Facility in Kansas City, Kansas, has been all but empty since being cited for safety violations and staffing concerns in 2011. It will reopen April 1st as the first of the new 24/7 crisis stabilization centers in Kansas. Patients might stay a few hours or a few weeks. The new facility will have just 10 longer stay beds, but Sheriff Ash says it will make a difference.
I believe we will start to see a reduction in some of these people that we see or that we see on a regular basis.
This is an important piece of the puzzle. It is not the whole puzzle. It is not the whole solution.
Even though the crisis center will fill an important gap, Lewis believes grant money still needs to be restored for community mental health centers. She says those funds are needed to help continue keeping people well after the work of the crisis center has ended.
The connection is essential, but how long can that connection hold? And how much can the community mental health center bear with no more revenue for the ongoing needs of those people?
The crisis intervention approach may be spreading. Advocates are currently seeking funding for a crisis facility center on the Missouri side of the state line. I'm Alex Smith, KCUR News.